Ezekiel chapter 38. Ezekiel 38 verse 14. The Bible says, "Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shalt thou not know it. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and the many with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servant the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them. And it shall come to pass," now watch this, "at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and a great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know," now watch this, "that I am the Lord." The Bible speaks here, and I preached this just a few minutes, got to be our help, on there's coming a day. There's coming a day. As we look around, God's people will have enemies, amen, until the kingdom of God is established. I believe that with all my heart. I believe God's people, amen, are going to have enemies as long as this old world stands. It's going to have enemies until the kingdom of God is established. The Bible says here in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it speaks of a great coalition of Gentile nations in the latter days. Amen. In the latter days. Now, if we look at this and we can see this evening right where we are, and we look around and we see the events that's taking place in the world today, see what's taking place in the world this evening, we realize that it almost lines up with what we see in the Word of God. It's beginning to take place. It's beginning to take shape. It's beginning to take form. And we're beginning to see the fulfillment of the Word of God even right now. It says that in the latter days. Amen. In verse number 8, it said, "After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many, people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them." So we see he's talking about it after many days, in the latter years. Now that word latter, if you look it up, it literally means at the end. Amen. So he's talking about at the end of times. He said this is what we'll see begin to take place. And we'll begin to see it shaping up, praise God. And we're seeing it right before our eyes. What's taking place in the world today is better than the newspaper. Amen. The Bible is being fulfilled just exactly like he said it would. And we see this taking place. Now we see the when of this, praise God, when Israel is at peace in her land. Now, we don't see Israel at peace in their land. That's what they've been hoping for over 2,000 years, that they would have peace in Jerusalem. That's what we pray for. That's what they asked us to pray for, is peace in Jerusalem. He says in verse 34, "So therefore some men prophesied, saying to Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it." So what he's saying here, he said, hey, listen, he said, he's talking to Gog. Now, Gog is the prince of Magog. Now, we know that Magog is the nation of Russia. Amen. The great bear. And we know that, and God begins to speak to us in it, and He begins to show us that in the last days. He said that Israel's going to be dwelling safe, and He said that they're not going to know it, they're not going to realize it, but praise God, God's going to begin to use them in a mighty way. God's going to gather these nations together against the nation of Israel, and God's going to be recognized as the God of heaven. He is going to be the great potentate of this world which we live, whether we like it or not, or whether the world likes it or not, or whether these nations that's become so wicked like it or not, God Almighty is going to be the authority in the world, praise God. He's going to have preeminence in it all. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad it's that way? And we see this shaping up when, and this is going to shape up. This is going to take place about mid-trib when the Antichrist is there and the demons of hell are prevailing. But Israel's going to be dwelling safe because they've been given a promise, praise God, of peace. And for three and a half years, there's a peace that settles in there, praise God, like they haven't known in a long, long time, praise God. They see it, we see it taking place, we see it settling in, we see it begin to take form, praise God, but getting set up for it even in the hour that we live, praise God. We see God, He comes in, and these invaders is going to come in, and God is going to defeat them. Amen. He said, no, preacher, Israel will. No, God will. God will defeat these invaders. That's what He's promised to do. Praise God. He's going to defeat these invaders as they're coming. Look how He's going to do that. Who read in your hearing? He said He's going to do it. Verse number 19. He said He's going to do it with an earthquake. Praise God. When God gets ready, He's going to shake things up. God's going to shake this thing up. He's going to get people's attention. The whole world's going to be watching when God shakes things up. Why? Because there's coming a day when God says, I've had enough. Hey, coming a day when God said, I'm going to fulfill my promise to my people. God said, there's coming a day, praise God. There is coming a day. It's just as sure as me and you are sitting here right now this evening, there's coming a day. Amen. He said, in His jealousy, praise God, the fire of His wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. We see this thing as it plays out here. Now, we know that the Russians and their compadres is going to come in, and they're going to think everything's a right for the picking. Amen? I don't know if you've been keeping up with what's taking place, but in the last few days, they've started putting together some things. See, there's some vast minerals in Ukraine. And our president has got with them, and he said, hey, listen, you know, you want us to hear you. You want to have input. Then we're going to have to tap into those vast minerals that you have, praise God, as a token. Amen? In order for you to, you know, get the protection, get what you think you're asking of us. And then on the other side, Russia said, no, wait a minute. Now, when you go doing that, hey, don't forget that we've got loads and loads of aluminum. Amen? He said, no, he said, it's just like they're almost, by putting things out here, the way God's doing, He's just putting a little morsel here and a little morsel there, and men are coming together, and they're saying, you know, wait a minute, we don't want to be left out, we want to be part of this, and then there's a little a place called Gaza over there, and you know, if we just go in and take that and make it a resort, and they said, no, wait a minute, if we're going to have to pay for it, we ought to have some say-so in it. Amen. God's lining this thing up just like ducks in a row. Amen. God's getting ready to do something magnificent. I see it. Amen. I'm looking to see saints of God marching through Moscow, praise God, with their hand up, praising God and giving Him glory. Amen. Preacher said, we won't see that. We will see that one day. Amen. God Almighty's going to get their attention one way or another. Amen. Praise God. You got to remember, God owns it all anyway. But he said, I'm going to start shaking things up. Praise the Lord. With earthquake, I'm going to shake it up with a storm. Amen. Earth's going to shake. He said, the fish and sea and fowls in heaven, the beasts in the field, and all creeping things in the earth that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and a steep place shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. Amen. That's going to be a kind of rough going for these invaders. Amen. Because the Bible says that they're going to be there in the mountains. Amen. They're going to be there in the mountains. They're going to come in through these mountains. They're going to come into the mountains of Israel. They're going to come into the mountains of down through Afghanistan, down through Libya, Lebanon, and come trying to approach them from the north. And they're going to settle into those mountains, and they're going to hide upon those ridges. But God says, listen, for those ungodly, there's no place to hide. You can't hide from God. God will find you out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. They think they're going to come in, sneak in, slink in, praise God. But I got news for them. God Almighty is going to shake them out. Amen. Praise God. Brother Junior's going to shake them out just child. He's going to shake them out like shaking a coon out of a tree. Amen. Praise God. They up there hanging on for dear life. They think they're going to be all right, but God will shake them out. He'll shake them up. They'll hit the ground. Praise God. He said, I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord. Yeah, now watch the Lord God. Now watch this. He said, every man's sword shall be against his brother. Amen. I believe I'm going to get in an argument over who gets the booty and who gets the loot, who gets what. They come in there and they'll be trying to divide it up. They'll be trying to figure out who's going to get what. And God's going to come in and he's going to shake things up. Amen. He said, the mountains is going to fall. The walls is going to fall. They ain't going to be nowhere left to hide. Praise God. World thinks they can hide behind the objects of this world, praise God. But everything's going to be made open before God one day. Ain't no going to be no places to hide. Going to be able to shake it up with an earthquake. He said, I will plead against him with pestilence, with blood. Will rain upon him and upon his bands, upon the many people that are with him. And overflowing rain and a great hail for hailstones, fire and brimstone. My. Can you imagine? Praise God. Not only have you got an earthquake, he said, but then you got these storms that's going to come. Just magnificent storms. Storms like in the time of Ahab, where the sky opened up. Praise God. Elijah said, go out to his servant, go up there and look. He said, seven times. He come back, he said, I don't see a thing. He said, go again and go again. And when he went on that seventh time, he went up there and he looked out over across the Sea of Galilee. And there was a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. And he ran back down to Elijah. And he said, man of God, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Glory, hallelujah. Hadn't rained in over 3 years. And Elijah said, hey, get up. Praise God, because I hear the abundance of rain. I told old King Ahab, if you want to get out of here, you better get out of here now. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said, Elijah girded up his robe about him, took and wrapped his belt around to keep it out of his way and outrun Ahab back to the city. Glory, hallelujah. That's what happens when the power of God gets a hold of you. When you realize that God has heard and answered your prayer. Man, the earthquake and the storm and the confusion of the enemy. Amen. And they start to the point that they start to kill off each other. Amen. I wonder about these. I was thinking on this day, I wonder about these. He said the great hailstones, and I can get that pretty good. But the fire and the brimstone. Amen. When that starts coming down with the rain, praise God, And being manifest, it made me think about over there Sodom and Gomorrah. I pray God, when God said, He told him, He said, go down there. He said, and get old Lot and get his family. And said, I promised the laborer, if there's 10 of them, I praise God, I'll spare them. Go down there and see who you can find. And you get them and you bring them out of there. He said, and them angels told old Lot, he said, hey, we can do nothing, praise God, till we get you out of here. God done made a promise to your family that if you had just 10 of you, and He'd save them for 10's sake. Praise God, you need to gather up your 10. Praise God, and let's get out of here. Of course, you know the story didn't have 10. Amen. Got Lot and his wife and his two daughters, and the angels had to grab them by the hand and drag them out of there, out of Sodom. Amen. Started down the road and got down over by the Dead Sea, and Lot's wife looked back. Amen. And to this day, there's a pillar of salt standing on the shores of En-Gedi, and they said, that's Lot's wife. Because she got the lusting over what she had left behind. Instead of going on with what God had promised to give them. Amen. Praise the Lord, we see them. If I can just see my mind's eye, the fire and the brimstone that fell on Sodom and Gomorrah. Why would it be so hard to believe that he could do it again? Amen. No wonder there's so much confusion. Amen. Can you imagine them birds up there and their tails around their head, hidden up there in them mountains thinking they got it made? Said, we done slunk in here, praise God, and we've got our positions. Amen. They think they're going to get in there and they're going to get in them valleys. They're going to ease up on them Golan Heights and they're going to get the advantage over Israel. That they're going to be there looking down upon them and they're going to be ready to pounce just at any minute. And about that time, the good God of heaven, He'll grab that thing and He'll shake her like that. Praise God, like seed in a basket. They'll be a flopping around and then the rain will come. Torrential rains will fill them gullies, wash about half of them rascals away. And the rest of them be bombarded with hailstones and fire and brimstone where they won't know what hit them. They won't know where it's coming from. They'll turn on each other. Praise God. Listen, God Almighty has a way of getting victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then there I live, I can almost see this happening. Amen. With everything that we have today, I can almost see it happening. I can see the confusion in men, can't you? Listen, these governments is confused as termites in a yo-yo right now. They don't know whether they're washing or hanging out. They're just trying to figure it out. Amen? They're getting hung out. That's exactly right. Praise God. They're getting hung out, praise God. We can see exactly who they are. We can see who they are, what they stand for. We can see who they stand for. Amen. These politicians of the world, praise God. They need a good dose of salvation. Need a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But God said they're going to defeat the invaders. Those invaders that's coming in, praise God, God's going to defeat them. In Israel. That's the one. And He's going to do it, praise God. In these latter days. And why is He going to do it? Because God is going to do it. Why is He going to do it? Why is God going to do this? So that the nations will know who He is. God's going to get this world's attention one way or another. He's going to get our attention, praise God. Whether we like it or not, God is going to get our attention. Amen. Praise God. God, that's just who He is. He's going to get our attention so we can give Him some attention. Amen. Praise God. Hey, he's been giving us His attention for a long time. But it's time that the world gave God some attention. I'm talking about the true God. Not some fake God. Amen. But the real thing. Praise God. Why is He going to do it so that the nations know who He is? In chapter 39, verse 6. Well, if you look at this here, you see what's taking place. And this chapter 39 is just it's just breaking down what's going to take place with God and those other nations that'll come against God. And when God says in verse number 1, He said, therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Amen? Well, I'd hate to know that God would send me word by the man of God that he was against me. God help a man that God's against. He said, I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. So he said, this is what's going to happen. And God says, when I'm getting through with you, he said, all that's going to be left is a sixth part. Amen. Not just of Magog, of Gog and Magog. Amen. Gog, the representative of Magog. But he said, all the hordes that's with you, said they'll only be a sixth part that's left when I get done with you. And he said, the only reason God's going to give that part is so that they can tell the Gentile nations about how big God is. He said, you won't believe what God did. Amen. So God left us here so that we could tell you, show you who He is. So He leaves a sixth part. Now look, watch what He says. I shall smite the bow out of thy left hand and will cause thy arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Makes them defenseless. Amen. They think they've got all this power and all these weapons and all these other things. Praise God. They ain't got nothing. Amen. Then thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. See these other nations that signed up to go help them. These ungodly places that signed up to go help God and Magog against the children of Israel. Amen. He said, I will give, watch this, and I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Amen. God said, that's what I'm going to do with you. So I'm just going to turn you over to the ravenous birds. I've told you the story several years ago. They said that the carrion birds in the parts of Israel and Egypt, that they're laying eggs and they're laying, instead of having one or two offspring, they're having four and five and sometimes six. Amen. You say, well, that don't hardly seem. Have you ever looked around the old landfill down on the river? The buzzards used to hang out. They used to roost around that because there's lots of food. We throw away a lot of food. And them buzzards got to roost there. They got to have a nest there. They got the nesting there. And they come back to that same place every year. These times at my house and along through Woodland Hills there, if there's not 2,000 buzzards flying around at one time, there's not a one. Certain times of the year, praise God, and you say He couldn't do that over there? The same God that's here is the same God that's over there. And He'll call them together, He'll raise them up, praise God, because He's going to provide them a feast. Amen. He said, thou shalt fall upon the open field. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Not just, He said, I will send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell careless in isles. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Now pay attention to what He says right here. I didn't catch this till the other day when I was reading through this. He said, I'm going to send a fire on Magog. That's the capital of Russia. Moscow, if you will. So He said, not only am I going to destroy down to a sixth part of the nation of Russia, but all these other nations. And after I've done that, praise God, to show them that I am God, those that's left to remain and are not going to have no place to flee to. God said, I'm going to make known, they're going to know that I am God. Amen. God says, I'm going to send fire down upon their capitals. I'm going to send fire down upon their lands. Amen. Praise God. All those that's backing them, all those that's encouraging them, yeah, we're a big nation. God put them in their place. We better not get heady and high-minded. We better stay with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Amen. God says, listen, said, I'm gonna make the heathen to know And you know, by the way, at the nation, they still call us heathen, by the way. Amen. Those American other countries, praise God, that don't know God, don't keep the law. They think we're heathens. Amen. That's how they relate us as being heathens. Now they have a little more liberty with us, those that claim to be Christians. Amen. They say, well, we know you believe almost all right, but you're a little ahead of the game. They don't realize we're not ahead of it. They're behind the game. Amen. We got behind eight ball a long time ago, praise God. We've found a pocket. Praise God, and it's Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And so, see, this thing comes down, glory to God, and they come down, and Magog comes down, and they begin to make war with Israel. And God begins to destroy them left and right, praise God, just like He said He would. And these cities, praise God, their weapons, their shields, their bucklers, their bows, their arrows, their hand staffs, their spears, they'll burn them with fire for 7 years. Amen. So they'll be eating so much wood out of the weapons and things that's taken up, praise God, that they won't have to cut no trees down for 7 years. Trees will be able to grow again in those barren hills of Israel. Amen. Hey, if a tree gets rooted, it can go quite grow, a little tree and a sapling can grow pretty good in 7 years. Amen. That's barren, praise God. That's laid waste. Will begin to flourish and be green again. Praise God. Said they'll gather up people to bury these dead. The passers-by will be hired for the burial. All the people will be looking out and they'll be putting markers at the end of the 7 years. 7 years, praise God. They'll be searching at the they'll hire out people in for continual employment to go out and find these bodies and parts of bodies, praise God, and see that they're buried properly. Amen. In that valley of Hamlin, that valley of the hordes of Russia. He said, preacher, that don't even make sense. Why would they do that? Because they're showing the people that God Almighty and God's people that we have a heart and we have mercy, praise God. And we're going to go out, and even though they come upon them, even though try to destroy them from the face of the earth, to annihilate them. They said, we're going to go out, we're going to find them, and we're going to give them a decent burial. Amen. So that the whole world will see the mighty hand of God. Praise the Lord. The nations begin to realize that there's something different about these people. Amen. He said, verse 17, he said, thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speaking to every feathered fowl, to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come together. Gather yourselves on every side of my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. Amen. That's what all the carrion's going to do. They're going to play cleanup. And you shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams and lambs, of goats and of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. Amen. Newsflash, Bashan, modern day, you know what that is? That's the Golan Heights. Amen. Bashan is the Golan Heights today. And watch what he says, and you shall eat fat till you be full, and drink blood till you be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus you shall be filled at my table. Now watch this. With horses and chariots, with mighty men and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. I got to looking at this today. I got to think, man, I've been looking at it back a little bit before. He said they're going to eat the flesh of horses and chariots, the ones that's in the chariots. You appear, preacher, this has just got to be something that they're saying, because we don't have horses and chariots no more. We don't fight with horses no more. We don't have war horses no more. Amen. Newsflash. Our first cavalry in the United States of America still has horses. Amen. They still have horses. We've used horses. And we'll use horses again. You say, why do you think that's because? Because of the devastation, because of the war and the fighting, praise God. Because of the isolation, because of those mountains and the hardness to get into them. Maybe we won't have fuel. Maybe we won't be able to fly our Apache helicopters and run our tanks. Maybe, praise God, God Almighty knows what He's talking about. And He says we'll just have to send in horses and the blood will run on that day. And in about 3.5 more years at the Battle of Armageddon, Till the blood runs to the horse's bridle. Amen. I was reading study the other day, and I was looking up horses and war horses. In northern Afghanistan, U.S. Special Forces, in Operation Enduring Freedom. Remember that? You remember hearing that? Operation Detachment Alpha 595 in 2001. They were provided horses by the Afghani tribes over there in Afghanistan. You know why? Because they couldn't navigate those mountains, praise God, get where they need to be with their tanks and their jeeps. So God Almighty provided, and it was a funny story because they said a lot of these fellows, even though they were special forces, had never been on a horse in their life. Amen. But said they became natural horsemen. Praise God. God did that. Amen. I know it's unconventional. It's not the way that we fight now. It's not the way that we fought. We haven't had war horses in battle since World War II. But we had war horses in 2001 in Afghanistan. Amen. Praise God. God says there ain't going to be horses again. Praise God. Where? In Israel, praise the Lord. Why? Because God's going to prove Himself. He's going to punish the enemy to their face. They're going to recognize God. He said He hid His face from Israel because they wouldn't magnify Him as God. But He said they're going to recognize Him. He's going to reveal Himself, praise God, and they're going to receive of His Spirit. Praise the Lord. He said He brought these people out. Verse 28, He says, "Then shall they know that I am the Lord, I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen." There they go again. That's who we are, just old heathen. He said, "But I have gathered them under our land, and have left none of them any more there." Amen. Praise God. He said, "I gather them all in, all the nation of Israel." Praise God. "Neither will I hide my face anymore from them." Amen. God said, "I'm not going to hide my face from them anymore. These days are coming." Praise God. God says, "I'm not going to hide my face from them." He said, "They're going to see me. They're going to recognize me. They're going to magnify me. They're going to glorify me." Amen. "They're not be ashamed of me." Praise God. "Nor my Messiah, the precious Lamb of God." There's coming a day, people. Praise God. When every enemy will be defeated. Amen. God says He's going to defeat every enemy. Praise the Lord. He said that Israel messed up. They'd taken in captivity. They had, because of their trespasses that were against Him. And He said, "I'm going to have a day when they'll dwell safely in their land. And there's nobody going to make them afraid. They won't have anything to be afraid of. Because God Almighty is going to be their God." You know, we shouldn't be afraid of nothing. Because God Almighty is our God. Amen. He's there for us. He's there just like He is for Israel. He's with the same promises. But look what He says He'll do. He says He's going to wash their sins away. Praise God. Cleanse them from all unrighteousness. That's what He says over in Isaiah. I like what He says in Isaiah chapter number 1 in verse 18. He says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you will be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land." Amen. And He says, if you be rebellious, it ain't going to be so good. I said, He said, let's reason together. Let's put our sins away. Let's just love each other. Let's respect each other, praise God. Everything's going to be okay. Amen. Every believer, praise God, will share in what's coming down the road. He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Amen. Praise God. In Joel chapter 2, 28, he said, the old men will dream dreams. Amen. He said, things will begin to happen. Praise God. God will be manifest in our lives. He's talking about God's full blessing to the nation of Israel. God's full blessing to those that believe. What is God's full blessing? What God's full blessing is, the nation of Israel, is the full blessing that you and I enjoy today, is living in the Spirit of God. Amen. See, in the Old Testament, under the law, the Spirit of God just came upon them, but then it could leave them. But in the day of grace, Jesus Christ sent His Holy Spirit to indwell us, and He lives in us. And we get the full flow, the full order of blessing, living in the Spirit. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad that's way? There's coming a day when Israel get to live in that too. They're going to have to go through a lot of stuff between now and then. But boy, I tell you, whenever God's full blessings poured out upon them, they're put in that place of peace and joy and contentment. That place of safety where none can invade upon them no more. Where God Almighty will be the God of righteousness. Boy, I tell you what a place that's going to be. Amen. And I'm so glad that we're promised that we can be there too. Amen. We can be there in that place that God's promised to be. The enemy will be defeated. Amen. That which is the devil and Satan, old slew foot. Praise God. All those are adversaries against the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We enter into that peace and hope of the Lord. There's coming a day, youngins. There's coming a day. This is being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. And we're getting to see it. What a day it's going to be. Amen. Just keep rehearsing this into your mind. Read Ezekiel 38, 39. Just repeat them just day after day. And every day you read them, you'll say, well, boy, that's a little closer to where we're at. Amen. It gets exciting. Praise the Lord. Because we know that God is in control. Man ain't doing this. God uses men. Amen. Praise God. He'll use us if we'll let Him. He don't have to have us. He don't have to use us, but He will if we'll let Him. But praise God, He's doing magnificent and marvelous things. Amen. Praise God to people today.